Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Hello and good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Today's Thursday, September 17th, 2015, and I have such an incredible guest tonight. I'm very excited to have Jacqueline Krieger on the air with us tonight with regard to all of these incredible things that she has created in her life. She is Mama's video artist. She's the Frontier co-founder. She's the Timeless Clock Timekeeper. She's the inventor of that. Those you can buy online. They're very cool. Absolutely have never seen anything like that before in my life, and I truly, truly love them. She's a yoga teacher, a writer, an explorer of expression and being, and I love that. She is a fruit, vegetable, herb, and earth enthusiast, and she is the creator of Shockwave Juices, and this I really want to talk about and the health benefits of this and how it works with the chakra system, the energy system of your body. She spent her youth hay bale hopscotching, and we're going to find out what that is. That sounds like a lot of fun. swimming in the creek, tree climbing on her family's Texas ranch, and she graduated from Hook'em Horns, University of Texas at Austin with a degree in radio, television, and film. She has completed the chef program at the Culinary Classroom in Los Angeles, as well as studied psychology of the chakras and the sacred centers in Northern California, and yoga at the Himalaya Yoga Valley in India. She has co-produced and acted in the children's musical, yoga musical, We Yogis Play, and is interested in creating a more peaceful, fun, forgiving planetary experience for all. And let me tell you, I am all on board for that. The connection of Mother Earth and universal motherhood excites her. She lives in San Francisco with her husband, her two-year-old daughter, who we really want to wish happy birthday to today. She is two whole years old. She's two fingers. Yes. And the wise cat Bulka. Now that is absolutely, I think that there's so much there that you do, truly, truly do, and that is really incredible, not only for like with the invention of the shockwave, but that you're starting these children so young with the Maker's Mama video artist along with the We Yogis Play into great habits that and discipline, actually, that will help them throughout their entire lifetime. So kudos to you for that.
Mm. Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Where would you like to start? There's so much.
I know. Like, let's spin the wheel.
That's right. We're going to play Wheel of Jacqueline.
Okay. Fun games. Well, I just completed a book on the shockwave juice cleanse that I created, so that's fresh in my mind right now and exciting for me. Just getting on paper the 7-day juice cleanse, and it's a whole mind, body, spirit experience. Dealing, you know, people get the recipes for each juice on each day. They have the recipes, the meditations, the mantras, the yoga poses, activities that are suggested. And, I mean, it's a whole holistic cleanse that I know has helped me, and I'm hoping will help others.
Awesome. Now, I believe that this is something that truly will help other people. Can you explain to people what chakras are and their importance in understanding these wheels and how they work?
Yes, definitely. Chakras are energy. It's our energetic body. And in Sanskrit, the language of India, chakra means wheel, and so we visualize them as these rainbow-colored wheels in our body vertically, starting with at the base of our spine, red, so it goes Roy G. Biv up our body, and root chakra is all about grounding and earthiness, feeling supported by the planet, feeling safe and secure financially, emotionally, physically. And then we move up to the orange color, the sacral chakra, and that is dealing with sexuality, playfulness, creativity, and relates to our reproductive organs. And then solar plexus, yellow, and that's our power center, the fire in our belly, and the color yellow, and this is our willpower, our get-her-done kind of follow-through where that takes place. And then heart chakra is in our chest, and this is this expansive green feeling, coincides with the element of air, which, I mean, our lungs fill up with air, our love. You can feel that when you are slumped over versus chest open, heart open, living and connecting with others, love, compassion. And throat chakra resides in our throat. That's the color blue. Good for radio, blog talk. and that's it, where we're communicating,
it's like
with
our...
one another.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, it's ability to communicate, correct?
Yes. And it's really how do we bring the message of our hearts and our soul out into the world? And, you know, how are we communicating and connecting? And there are many ways this can manifest of are you shy or are you overly verbose? Or, you know, just in all the chakras, the goal is to find the balance and to use it as an elegant system for kind of, you know, a checklist of our lives. Like, how do
right.
we, do I need, which one do I need to enhance and which one maybe can chill out for a little bit.
Right,
so,
right.
And then just to finish it up, the third eye is on our foreheads between our two physical eyes, and that is an indigo color visual. And deals with imagination and intuition, visioning the future, and then our crown chakra on the very tip top of our head, this violet white light that is expansiveness and knowing and the great all that there is, connectedness, the
right.
wisdom.
Right, and so now, with the wonderful explanation of the chakras and how they work, how does introducing shockwaves into your body help? How does that work within the meridians or the shockwave or the chakras of the body?
Mm-hmm. Well, each of the juices are the actual colors of the chakras, and they correlate with the rainbow as well. So it's Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And nature is pretty amazing because, like, for example, beet is in the root chakra juice. And beets are literally, they grow in the earth. They are some of the most grounded, beautifully red vegetables that we have. And that is a grounding experience, so that feeds into that energy of our body. And in each of the juices, there are herbs spices and fruits and vegetables that do correlate with each of the physical parts of the body. So then also in the red root juice, there's strawberries, there's dandelion root, elderberries, astragalus, and these things like pump up the immune system. And that is that base, that physical base need that we, you know, we have to be healthy. Our bodies have to work for us to even have the luxury of contemplating higher spiritual realms. You know, we need to be in our body.
Right. All right. So each juice redefines or supports each chakra. All right.
Yes.
So then,
color therapy. It's herbalism. It's intention setting. It's just awareness and, you know, say a meditation and be mindful when one is experiencing the cleanse, drinking the juices. And then on a very, like, on the physical nutrition level, like in solar plexus, there are pineapples and turmeric root and ginger root and marshmallow root and chamomile and tulsi leaf. And these are good for your belly, for your gut health, for your digestion. So this cleanse and shockwave, the shockwave juices, they hit things on every level, from the physical to the spiritual realm.
All right. And then the book that you've written to work with these juices and your physical body, you said that there was some yoga and some intentions and basically how to work with the juices. And this is a 7-day cleanse almost, would you say?
Yes. I mean, you can have any of the juices at any time. But I have been helping people with it for 7 years now, and it's taken the form of a 7-day juice cleansing experience, because like on day one, you focus on roots and you really contemplate those areas of your life. And then you move on up the chakras as you're drinking the juices, as you're, you know, evaluating your life and thinking, well, how can I love more? How can I speak my truth more? How can I let my imagination flow a little freer and more?
Right. Now, this particular product, because when we were talking pre-show, that these are raw juices, so they have a very short shelf life.
Yes. Best to be consumed immediately after preparation.
Okay, so, but if... best to be consumed daily after separation? You mean after?
Immediately after preparation.
Preparation.
As soon as they're made,
that.
I mean, that's the best time that you drink a raw juice is right when it's made.
Right. And so so if you bought 7 of them, you would, you know, like those, you'd start with the root chakra if you're going to go through the program from, you know, bottom to top. And then, you prepare that, you mix it with water or a juice, or do you just take it? Is it already a pre-made juice?
It's like you go to the farmer's market or the grocery store, buy your produce, wash your cantaloupe and cucumbers and chop them up and put them in your own juicer and make each of the juices daily. So that they're fresh for the day. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so, and because it's live raw food, and this product currently is only available in the San Francisco area.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that was the reason I decided to write the book and to give people the recipes and suggestions for administering it themselves or finding a group of people to do it with, just because I couldn't really find a way to make it that really worked and could get out to, you know, what if somebody in Europe would like to do the cleanse, and they've asked me to do it, and I, you know, I can't really ship them a perishable juice.
Right. Exactly. Because by the time it got to Europe and got through customs, you know, it would...
you would not
you
want
know.
To drink it. It would be
yeah.
combustible and...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've definitely had a few juice bottles explode on me.
Oh, my goodness.
The power of fermentation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, right? Yeah, I love fermented food.
Well,
yeah,
when you mean for them to be fermented, yes.
Right, exactly. Now, when I was at your website, which is JacquelineKrieger.com, and I do apologize that I did not put up the hyperlink on your show's page, and I will rectify
okay.
that. But it is JacquelineKrieger, Krieger, KrieGer.com. All right?
Yes.
And these are pictures of you, I'm assuming, all over, right? Very, very beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And so, but and what struck me first is whoever designed your website is absolutely brilliant. But the first thing that caught my eye, other than the beautiful cantaloupe dress, is the clock. The timeless clock,
aww.
Timekeeper. That is probably, without a doubt, for somebody who is working through any kind of issues or, you know, just having like some sort of, you know, everybody has an off day or an off moment, just looking at these clocks, they just make you feel good just to look at them. Do you want to talk about how this idea came into being and talk about what these clocks are?
Yes, thank you. It was a really fun moment. A few years ago, my husband and I were taking a road trip, and we were discussing time. We were like, "What is time and time and space?" And he, being a physicist, saying, you know, well, is time, why isn't time metric? Why aren't we, you know, how did this like 24 hours come to be and then our 12-hour clocks? And so we first started rearranging time together via the metric system. And then we went deeper into our road trip, we were like, okay, well, what is time really about and what is really important here on planet Earth and elsewhere, and it's love, beauty, truth, peace, knowledge, dreaming, balance, healing, joy. You know, like,
right.
Those are the things that really matter. I mean, does it matter that it's 5 o'clock? I mean, everybody knows the structure of a traditional numerical clock. So we
right
just had fun making our our new clock, yes, with the words that were meaningful versus the numbers.
Yeah, right,
because
so
it is,
I'm looking,
it's time for balance.
I'm on your website right now, and I'm clicking on the timeless clock, and they are absolutely really really timeless, and I love, you know, that 12 o'clock is love.
Mm.
1 o'clock is truth, you know, and how it just goes through the time, and instead of being reminded of, you know, because so much of our life, I don't wear a watch, I don't function by time, I really don't.
Mm.
But you know, when I see this, it's like I want one. I want a clock. I want a clock like this because.
I want
instead
you to have
saying,
one. Yeah.
Always, so. Instead of saying, oh, it's 1 o'clock, it's like, oh, it's truth, you know, and
yeah.
to be reminded, you know, or
yeah.
it's creativity or it's beauty or it's healing or it's knowledge or, whatever they are on there, you know, these are just incredible. Now, how big can you make these?
Well, actually, in the photo that's on my website, it is there was an art installation that I did at the Maker Mamas. We had an art show collective of three of us. And that, I mean, that's big. It's like 7x7, basically, on a wall. And
right.
those, the wooden pieces that are painted with the words, they're actually on, they were movable. People could move, like they could exchange peace for dreaming and just kind of create their own. You could personalize their clock.
Right.
And so that was fun to make it in that large scale art form. But the clocks that are, you know, for that I sell for people in their home, they're, you know, like everything from 8 inches to 15 inches or so. I mean, I could make them in any size. But it's really great. I mean, we have a timeless clock in my daughter's room and our kitchen and our daughter's room. And, yeah, it's fun to just have that gentle reminder throughout the day.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful reminder, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, to slow down and appreciate what, you know, what these moments are, you know, and there's so many incredible moments in the course of an hour or in the course of a day that when you're looking at this, you can, you know, especially the one that's on your website, and I'm on your, I went to your, I clicked through and it's on your Facebook page, and it's just, it truly is, it's just an absolutely beautiful thing to be reminded of what really is important. It's not that it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, and it's dinner time or it's whatever time, it's family. Time,
mm-hmm.
you know, it,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, kinship time, it's this time, it's that, and I think that sets a whole different mindset into how we would then enact with not only, you know, those in our circle, but people out, you know, that it eventually would spread out, you know, into waves of how you are, you know, how you are experiencing yourself with other people. Because, you know, when you wear your watch and you have one of these clocks at home and you've looked at your clock so often and then it's like, oh, it's peace o'clock. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and then it just becomes so much a part of you that you just start behaving, you know, because if you think about time, people are behaving according to time, right? Rush
mm-hmm.
hour, and I need to leave early, and I'm in a hurry, and I woke up late, and
yeah,
you know, I did
yeah.
this, mm-hmm. and it's a total different concept of time that I think takes time. As you and I would love to be in a car next time you and your husband are out exploring, because that would have been a fun conversation to be a part of, just so you know. But you know, it,
come
it
along
does.
For the
it,
next road trip.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and I'm
you
looking
know, be,
at your website, and it you have Mindscape, and your logo is of, you know, the pendulum and clocks and the hypnosis. I mean, so it really is such a prevalent icon and theme in all
right.
of our lives.
Right. Yeah. The pendulum and the swinging watch. You know, that's old Hollywood. You know,
mm-hmm.
hypnosis. You know, and the group that created that for me, I saw that and I just absolutely loved it. And I said, "Yep, that's the one I want." So.
That's
when
great.
They created the logo. And then a friend of mine did the piece with all the puzzle pieces to the head, you know, and in
mm-hmm.
trying to put the puzzle all back together, which I think your clock is a part of that puzzle for a lot of people. So I truly hope people go to your website and check this out and not look at it as a, I mean, it is, it's a beautiful art piece, and I am going to get one, and I like the really big one. I just have to find a wall that doesn't have anything on it so I can have that big one. But,
yeah.
You know, it is, it does, it gives you a sense of purpose as opposed to a sense of I have to be somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel when I look at it. You know, other people may feel differently when they look at it, but I truly think that this is absolute genius. I really, really do, and I love, love, love these clocks. And
thank you.
I think that they really are. They are timeless. And the fact that you can change and put your own, you know, whatever is meaningful for you in there, you know, would have more internal meaning. So, you know, because it could be travel and explore and all these, you know, these other things that are, you know, so much fun. And we can sit and dream about how we'd like to go somewhere or how we would like to experience beauty or how we would like to experience generosity or balance or healing or whatever it is, rather than saying, oh, good God, now I got to go, you know, clean the cat box or whatever, because, you know, that time is a ticking, you know. So I think it reminds you to just slow down and focus really on what's truly important. And again, I think it's genius. And you and your husband have created quite the timepiece there, because it is absolutely, absolutely beautiful and just an incredible thing to look at. So, and
thank
again,
you.
That's JacquelineKrieger.com. And then when you click on the Timeless Clock, it'll take you to her Facebook page, Timeless Clock. And then
it's been fun to hear people telling me about how they're using the clock, and a friend, her 5-year-old daughter tells time by, you know, like, okay, Mom, it's balance, we've got to go, or, you know, like,
yeah, right.
And some yoga studios and healing, like therapy spaces, are using it, which is, yeah, it's just really neat to see it out in the world.
It is. And I know of a couple of art galleries here, and I'm not sure how they work with taking on, you know, artists, but I could find out if you want. And
great, sure. Thank
you. Yeah, I know several people who would actually like to, you know, have some of these. And, you know, and I think, now do you make these yourself and then ship them out, or do you retire some? Are they limited? Can you do like a limited edition one? Those, you know, how?
Yes, and that, you know, that's been a whole other like entrepreneurial excitement and challenge to produce the clocks. And so I've had many renditions. I mean, some that I've painted, some that I've made magnets with. But then others I've had produced via, you know, companies that have made the square ones or the round ones or ones with pendulums. And
right.
So it's just I'm open to all new ideas and ways of making them.
Sure. Well, after, you know, either later today or tomorrow, I'll send you the information for the one place that I'm thinking of, that they have such unusual, beautiful pieces and stuff that this looks like it would be, it would fit right in to one of my favorite stores to get things that are not everybody has, you know. I like my idea to be different that way. I don't want to clock, I want something like this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I love the story. I love that story, so thank you for sharing that. Now Mama Maker. I have new glasses. You would think I'd be able to see a little better. Maker Mama's Artist. What is this all about?
Maker Mama's. Let's see. How did this? Well, my friends Vanilla and Lucy, we decided we'd try experimenting with some childcare sharing, and because we were craving more of a community of, you know, as creators and artists, we needed some time to write or paint or video or whatever it is we wanted to do at that moment. And so we also, of course, want our children to be happy and healthy and loved and cared for at all times. So we experimented with taking care of each other's children while one mom would tap out in a way and go into the garden for a couple hours and pursue her artistic venture of the day. And then that, it was fun. It culminated in a Mother's Day Maternal Matters art show in May. And so we each showed our paintings and poetry and videos and all things dealing with motherhood. So really it's a support network for mamas that make.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's just, you know, because we, you know, you're right, we all are our own creative genius, and that's a very interesting concept that you came up with, so that, you know, mom could have time off to go be this, you know, creative individual, you know, that she is, because she is more than, you know, mom. You know, she's a lot of different things, you know. So that's very cool. So now, do you guys have art shows on a regular basis, or is this just, was this just the art show that's scrolling through on your website? Is that something that was a one-time only thing, or is it a continual thing?
We would like to keep it going. I mean, we really just formed our group in January, and we had the art show in May. And, I mean, we continue to have play dates and discuss our art, and we're actually having a baby shower, baby blessing for Danila this weekend as she prepares for her second child. And so we're more in the, like, supporting each other phase, but while each of us continue on with our own painting and blogging and juicing and what have you. But I would love for us to, you know, grow and have more art shows in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some incredible pieces in there, and a very talented group of individuals.
Thank you.
You mamas
we
are.
We had fun. It was a really fun experience, and it was very cool to have people I don't know interacting with our creations, and it was just fun to be a fly on the wall at that opening.
Right. Oh, I bet it was. It looks like it was very well received by the number of pictures and people who are there taking a look at the different art. So
we'll have a video interview that's coming out soon. Friend Sue of Style Rehab, I'll post an interview of us speaking about the art pieces. And what was really neat was seeing, interacting with the mothers and such there who sometimes feel unseen, but then we were giving them a voice in a way of like, yeah, we see you. We know it's a beautiful blessing, and it's also a lot of hard work raising the people.
Right. You truly are such an inspiration. You know, you really are an amazing, amazing individual, and your sense of, you know, community and oneness with everybody that you come in contact with, it just, it, I mean, it just you know, resonates right off the screen. And it really is. It's a pleasure to speak with you and get to know you and these various different projects that you have
thank
going.
You. Likewise,
because
Karen,
you are,
thank you,
sweetheart. Because you are a very busy mom. You know,
yeah. Sometimes,
really,
probably too much, but yes, yeah.
Mhm. Right. So, you know, video producer, host, and actor.
Yeah, I have fun doing all those things. I went to, we're both Longhorns. Went to University of Texas Austin. I studied film and television and. And then after that time, moved to Los Angeles, moved to Hollywood to really pursue acting and writing. And it's fun. I don't know, just exploring expression, really. What do we want to say? What do we have to say?
Right, exactly. And is there going to be somebody there to listen when we speak it, and who cares, right?
Sure, and we'll, yeah, exactly. It's taking chances, like, or how will this be received, or just
mm-hmm.
making it, you know, and just letting
right.
the chips fall where they may.
Right. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to
talk about
the Painted Warrior. The rites of passage to the chakras. That looks like, now this is obviously it's a movie, and that looks like a very painful position to put your arms in.
I loved working on this project with my dear friend Thanos. Oh my goodness. There's 7 canvases laid out, blank canvases that I just got at an art shop. And then I had the 7 colors of the chakras and paint. And we set up on Venice Beach. And I did the yoga poses that correlate with each of the chakras with my hands and feet covered in the paint. So of that color. So I do a lot of yoga for a long time since it was on a time lapse. This took it was hours and hours of yoga. it was a beautiful and funny night though. We were like racing to beat the light, but then you can't speed up the time lapse. So, but yeah, it was super fun, everything from downward dogs to headstands and the color of paint associated.
Yes, and because it's in the color of paint, it creates this beautiful work of art.
Yeah, you know, it's art with our own body. So
right.
It's hands and feet and in movement. So that was
right.
A really fun element of that.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to get your arms into that position, to learn that position that you're sitting in the green paint?
Oh, yes, the Gomukhasana, the head of cow move. You can start to practice that move by just tugging on your shirt or onto a cowl, and,
uh-huh.
you know, gradually you can inch your way to where the fingers meet. But it's a great heart opener, your chest, your arms, everything. I mean, that's like kind of a go-to move for me, you know, like before an interview or something. It's like, okay, just
sure.
open up and be open to the world.
Exactly. Well, it, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it would take me a while to learn that move, but I think I could do it. I do think I could do it, but it would take a while.
You can probably do that. You'll,
yeah.
you know, every
yeah.
science, a millimeter.
Yes,
millimeter.
Absolutely. But it might take me you know, a week of trying it, but I think I could eventually, you know, get the muscles in that area, especially through the shoulder and the lower neck, to be flexible enough to reach around and do Cirque du Soleil move like that right there.
Well, we all have our more flexible and less flexible days.
You know, yeah, because no, that's the coolest thing. So now, did you act, did you direct these as well? Did you produce
overall,
them?
Overall, I mean, it was a collaborative experience. I mean, this one was pretty much, it was Thomas and I, just were friends, and he set up a camera, and I did some yoga, and the music was provided by another friend, Lesai, Stephen Moulter, and people I knew and know to just collaborate. And I had the vision of this piece in my head and just gathered the people to help me realize it.
Awesome. That is awesome.
So
now,
we
what
all
did you
put
do
in
with
our
the canvases?
To make it. Do what?
What did you do with the canvases when you were done?
Oh, you know, they're like in storage right now. I need to do something fun with them. I've used them actually for my daughter's first birthday. The theme was rainbows, so we decorated her party with the canvases, and so there were rainbows everywhere. so they come out to play every once in a while.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And you are a yoga teacher, so
I
do
am,
you have
yes.
a studio where you teach? Or do you
yeah,
go
not right
do you
now.
Teach out
I
in nature
just,
or
yeah,
on the
nature
internet?
And I was teaching in Los Angeles before we moved. I mean, now it's been 2 years, but then we moved to San Francisco and I've focused mainly on being with my daughter.
Absolutely.
So that's something I'm looking forward to getting back into more of, be it online or in person. I mean, I offer private lessons for people, and who knows what comes next in that realm.
Right. And I'm sure whatever it is going to be very big and very expansive and mind-blowing for the people who are lucky enough to study underneath you. Now, yes, absolutely. That's exactly, you know, how it will be. So, yoga teacher and traveler. Now, you traveled to India.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To learn under a special yogi master, or?
Yeah, it was 2010, and it was such a beautiful, I mean, I highly recommend training at Himalaya Yoga Valley, Lalit Kumar and his team. It was just a really wonderful experience of living in a hut on the beaches of Goa, India for a month and just waking up every day before the sun and meditating and studying Ayurvedic medicine and anatomy, and it was beautiful. It was very in-depth and every day to be completely immersed in it and not have any distractions whatsoever. It was some of the most just powerful and introspective and guiding moments of my life.
Right. Yeah, that would be, I think, probably a trip of a lifetime, and an experience actually of a lifetime, especially to be immersed in such a beautiful expression as yoga is, but then to be in that place, you know, learning it with
go to the heart of it, go to the birthplace.
Exactly. you know, that is I think an incredible trip and experience of a lifetime, and one that maybe you can take with your daughter when she's old enough.
I look forward to taking Iris to India, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we talked about the book that you have coming out with regard to Shockwave, but you are a writer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got other works out there, published works out there.
Yeah, a fun one that's coming out soon, along in the mothering theme, is a collection of stories, Mama Said, Wit and Wisdom for New Mothers, and that'll be out this fall. And in that I have a fun story, or fun, I'm not sure if that's actually an adjective, but a story of when I went to do a 10-day silent Vipassana meditation retreat when I was 7.5, 8 months pregnant. So just my journey with that and being very pregnant and very quiet, that was a big moment in life as well.
Right. Now, that was a 10-day silence retreat?
Yeah, that's a Vipassana. And this is, that's exactly that. You have no eye contact with people. The men and women are separated. It's all about focusing on your breath and just being with what is.
That's amazing. I have never heard of anything
there. They're offered all over the world, and they're free. They're donation-based, so they're available to anyone, anywhere.
That is amazing. That truly is amazing.
It was amazing. I mean, there were painful moments on all levels, physically and emotionally, but it was amazing. I'm really glad I've done it.
Would you do it again?
I would. I mean, not this year or the next year, probably, but I would do it again.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I would do it again.
Yeah, like in another stage of life where, you know, they often say silence is golden. I know my house would love it if I were silent more.
You also have a lot of wonderful things to say, though.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you. But, you know, I enjoy time with myself. You know, I enjoy that quiet time where I can. I have an incredible meditation pyramid that's like 4 feet tall, right?
Oh wow!
And it is one of the things that I really love to do is just go and sit in there and just be in that space and just allow my mind to wander and see wherever it takes me. And oftentimes, you know, there's new inspiration. There's, you know, you got to get this out of your head and put it on paper. And, you know, so I can imagine like a 10-day journey of silence would be very enlightening.
Yeah, I mean, it's and humbling. So I found, there were some humbling moments too. And the agreement you make is to no reading or writing either. I mean, there's no distractions whatsoever. And you're waking up at 4:30 every morning to sit for hours. And, you really just have to, I mean, you're the most present with yourself than you'll ever be. And that's actually where I met Linda. Linda and I met on the 11th day after our 10-day silent meditation retreat. And so that I loved hearing her interview with you last week. And it was this meditation experience that brought us together as friends.
That's awesome. Yeah. She is Linda is an absolute total dynamo. You know, she's just such an incredible, beautiful, beautiful soul. And I really enjoyed talking with her last week. And you guys are collaborating on a project called Frontier.
Yes. And so it really was birthed out of the Vipassana experience we had, and our friendship grew from that. And so we were really just thinking, okay, friendship is, I mean, it's clearly one of the foundations of life, and life is better with friends. So how can we help others connect if they're seeking genuine connection and friendship? And so that is our intention with Frontier, to, people go online for finding a mate or a job. We want to provide a space for them to go online and find a friend.
Right, right. And it can be local, it could be global, it really doesn't matter. Is that correct, or is it only local?
In every, it's like if you're in San Francisco, you can find a friend nearby that you can actually, go hang out with in the park or have tea with or something. But
right.
Also, if you're in Amsterdam, be able to do that. Or if you're traveling, or if you just moved to a new place, or if you just moved into a new phase of life, like parenthood or a divorce, or, you move across the country, or you're just wanting to branch out and experience different people who may grow you as a person.
That's awesome. I love the concept of it.
We're really excited about what's happening with it. So we look forward to officially unveiling it soon.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you guys are still looking for funding to help get it off the ground. Most of the groundwork is already done. Have you guys found a funding source yet, or a way to get people to help you realize your dream?
Maybe our new partner is listening right now. we have some really good prospects, and we're really looking forward to getting them into action soon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
good vibes
that's
to it, though.
That's going to be an amazing new app, and probably replace a lot of the ones that people use currently to connect with people. So I'm excited to see Frontier come to life.
Thank you. We are excited for it to come into fruition as well.
Yes. Right. Yeah, no, that's a really, really great thing. So with all of the travels that you've done and all of the things that you've created and your life experience thus far, what is the main piece of wisdom that you've learned from all of this, either collaborative effort or the individual effort, that you've learned? Anything you'd like to share?
A beautiful question. Let's see. I think I ask myself this on a daily basis. Keep trying, keep following your dreams. If things don't go according to the perceived plan, that's okay. You can just keep on. But also take time to rest and relax and rejuvenate so that the creative well can refill. People are the most important, to take care of the ones we love and work on relationships, I think.
Right.
Be that our family or our business relationships, and patience and it's truthful communication that's hopefully not harmful and hurtful.
Right.
I mean, those are basically the things I'm focusing on right now. Time management, just because if one does have a lot of ideas or things on their plate, then how to, you know, if you really want to see them become something in the world, then you have to do it. And so taking that idea from out of the sky and grounding it is key.
Right. Now, do you write lists? I'll get an idea and I'll write it on a piece of paper because it's not going to let go of my head until I actually put it on paper. And then once I put it on paper, it seems to me that everything else just starts flowing. You know what I mean? Like it can spin around in my head and spin around in my head, and I toss it and I turn it and I look at it from, you know, all these angles. And, you know, for me, that it would be better if I just wrote it down right away and then allow whatever is, you know, rather than overthinking it, you know, in my head or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you do?
Oh, I am a big believer in list making and to-do lists. And in a fulfilling to-do list, not like, oh, it's just drudgery and there's these tasks that I have to do, but it's like, oh my gosh, I have so many things I want to do. I'm going to actually tick some off today. And when I was speaking to my friend Jeanette, and she's a great coach, and I was expressing like, oh, I feel a little like, sad in the world, or, you know, there was something going on. And she was like, let movement be your medicine. And that stuck with me of, you know, being mindful, but still moving through the world and flowing, like you said, go with the flow, to keep things moving so you're not stagnant and dwelling on like one thing that's getting caught up in your monkey mind.
Right.
You know, get it on the paper and then do it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's huge, you know, and I need to, you know, do that more, you know, and I'm getting better at just writing it down, and then I'll put it somewhere, and then, you know, a week later I'll go, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and then it'll go, you know. But at least it's not spinning around in my head. You know, I'm a few years older than you, just a few.
We're all timeless, Karen.
Yes, we are. We are. Age is just really a number. But really quick, because we're under our two-minute mark, but my mom, when she had a near-death experience, and I had asked her what that was like, because she would probably be the only person I would ever get to talk to that had that experience, and what she told me, I asked her what it was you know, when you were out of your body, was it an out-of-body experience? Were you aware of what was going on? And she said, oh, yeah, I was, you know, looking, watching, you know, the paramedics, and my mother being a nurse, probably making sure that they're doing what they were supposed to be doing. But then her very first thought, she told me, was that she got too fat. And I started laughing so hard. I said, Mom, you are, you know, you're at this divide, and here you are, and your first thought in your head is that you let yourself get fat. I said, the angel wings? Did you see the light? Did you see Dad? Did you see your mom? You know, did you see these people? And she said, no, but what I got was that intuitive voice, for whatever anybody believes, you know, was that she had spent too much time worrying about things that did not matter, and that it was really all about things that bring you joy. And so, and the reason why I bring this up with 5 seconds left to go is because when you were talking about making your list, you were excited about it. And I feel that when people are excited and they're doing it because they want to do it, it gives them joy to do it, the results are so much better than they are when you're coming from a drudgery standpoint. So I live my life by that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, so I do it, what I do because it brings me joy to do it. And I don't do it for any other reason. And and that goes for absolutely every aspect of my life, from cleaning my house to cooking my dinner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but the one other thing that I do, I make one New Year's resolution, and only one, and that is every year I look for 1 million things to laugh about.
I love it.
Yes. That's all I do.
More laughter, more joy.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a great stress killer. It's a great everything. But, you know, it just, but then that puts you back into that seat of joy. So, you know.
And sometimes it takes work to have a sense of humor, which is, you know, I think that's, I mean, sometimes it takes deep reserves of energy to find the silver lining.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, all I have to do, if it's a moment of, you know, monkey mind or whatever, if I'm feeling less than I want to feel, I will switch my attention from myself to my Pomeranian or my son. And I know that with you, you know, it would be the very first thing that would make you just laugh out loud would be your daughter, because two-year-olds are so funny. They are so cute.
I
just want to, like, little freeze them right there at that age because they are so
happy
incredible.
Happy birthday, Iris. Yes, I know.
Yes.
So amazing.
Yes.
Like, what a blessing, what a gift.
Yes.
Totally.
They are. And so are you. And thank you so much for your time tonight, Jacqueline. It's been an absolute honor speaking with you and learning about you. And again, if anybody is would like to go to her website and click on any of these links, it is JacquelineKrieger.com. That's JacquelineKrieger.com. Do check out those timeless clocks. I'm telling you, they are absolutely amazing, and you too will want one. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. And happy birthday, Iris.
Yay, thank you.
Yay, the peace sign. Peace sign for the baby. All right.
Exactly.
All right, take care. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was our special guest, Jacqueline Krieger. Next week, tune in. I'm really excited. I'm excited, you know, easily. But next week is a shaman, and I love what shamans do and how they heal. And this goes back to, it's such an ancient philosophy or an ancient way of living. And we are going to be talking with the lovely Jennifer Monahan next week. And I'm excited about that and to learn more about shamanism. So you guys have a great night. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk next week.